A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Thank you, Father, for every desire in the house today. Thank you, Father, for no desire shall be ignored, no expectation shall be cut short. Thank you, Most High God. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I believe the brethren are still resting from yesterday, but it's not Sister May's fault, it's their fault. Hallelujah. We really bless God. It was a beautiful ceremony. The Lord smiled on us. The weather was good. It's good to have Brother Emmanuel. It's good to have all the brethren, Brother John and his family, and our Pastor Ronnie. Amen. Hallelujah. With Biola and Funto all the way from Dubai with all our children. It was amazing. This is what it's about. Amen. One shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. And we congratulate you, Sister May. Thank you for trusting the Lord. Eh? And plaiting the hair of the mother of the bride. Amen. Awesome God. Let's ask Pastor Ronnie to bless us briefly. Amen. You cannot just come and go and not share with us. Hallelujah. Let's acknowledge. We trust God that Elder Adam is well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just good to be home again. Very good to be home. And thank God for our mommy in the Lord. Pastor Dupe, we just love you so much. And I want to say, we miss you all. I would say I like America, but here, the people, I miss this home church so much. I can say so much. I miss it so much. At times, you are here, you don't know what you miss. Family church, the closeness, the support, it's just not there. So while I'm there, I'm still with you in my spirit. I miss you so much. And I give God the glory for the testimonies I've been hearing since I came with all of you. Ah, I could just cry for Thanksgiving. Everybody has grown. I was hearing testimonies of yesterday. People have gotten their stay. People have bought homes. Children have grown. People have increased. I say this is what the church of the Lord should be. I don't know. It's just awesome. We are not stagnant. We are flowing. I don't know what you might be going through, but I want to tell you that your time is now in Jesus' name. That you too will testify in Jesus' name on this altar. God is awesome. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. He's awesome. And I bring greetings from Elder Adam. He sent his love to you all. He was asking, are you taking pictures? I said, yeah, I'll take pictures of everybody. I don't know. And of course, you met all my daughters and my mom too, sends her love. Everybody, she's always asking after most of you that she knows. And I thank God for it. I just want to share a few words in Psalm 9. I'll just read a few chapters. It says, verse 1, it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises of your name, Most High. Verse 8 says, he rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you, and the Lord will not forsake any one of us in Jesus' name. But there's also a condition. He said he rules the world in righteousness, and he judges the people with equity. So be mindful of end times. We must continue to strive for righteousness. We must do our part. Our God is faithful, but we must always stand in righteousness. And those who call him, he will never forsake. Whatever you might be going through, it might seem so tumbling. But I tell you, Just focus on the end result of what you want your testimony to be. And the other path, leave it to the Lord, and he will make it smooth in Jesus' name. I bless the name of the Lord for you all. The times that we are in are perilous times. But I just love our church here because we stand for the word of God. And I trust my pastor. I've known her. She's my pastor. She's my mother. She's my sister. And I know what she brings from this altar. Focus on the word of God. The times are really bad. The church is not the church. I see it. We hear it. It's frightening. But when Christ comes, he won't be in the mega church at all. He won't be. And he will judge us individually. So our relationship with God is very important. Very, very important. And I pray that when Jesus comes, we'll all rapture with him in Jesus' name. It's a place to grow. Don't take it for granted. One fountain is a place to grow. If you are not growing, check yourself. But God is faithful. And I bless the name of the Lord for everybody. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Indeed, we're encouraged, and it's good to see you and your family in the Lord, to see the desire in your heart, and even the grandchildren, you know, Temidara and Shemi, Temilore and Temidayo. Please, I'm sure we'll see them on Thursday. Even Pastor leaves tomorrow. She goes back to Houston tomorrow. But they will be with us on Thursday. And we appreciate God in their lives. Amen. Amen. Thank you for encouraging us. We'll keep reminding ourselves of this word. Amen. It's gone deep down into the fiber of our being, into our DNA. And that God that you are asking to help us will also help you. Amen. The end time may be perilous, will be perilous, the Bible says. But we are in covenant that God will preserve us. Amen. To the end. Amen. If we do our own part, as Pastor has said, there is no scholarship through the end time, no spiritual scholarship. So they that overcome, there are things to be overcome. But God has made us more than conquerors and overcomers in this world. Amen. Let's just bow down our heads for a few minutes. Father, we are grateful for you have exhorted us this afternoon. You have reminded us that what you are doing among us is to help us to stand in the perilous times. We thank you for your daughter that you have used and the family. We're grateful for their testimonies and your work in their lives. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to keep all of us. Amen. Even till the end of time. Lord, we pray that we will remember that the race is not to the swift and victory is not given to the strong. But time and chance happens to all. That, Lord, for as long as we're in you, time and chance will always be in favor of our experiences. And even when they are challenging, we have an expected end. Thank you for strength for her, for family, and for all of us, not to be slack and not to be slothful, but to be fervent. We receive that grace, that covering, of being fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord. Help us as we go into your word, that you will sow into our spirit food for life, things that will help us to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today we round up by the grace of God on the theme for the month of April, which is, I was expecting a response. Rock of my salvation. We've been looking at 2 Samuel chapter 22. And we, I believe, in the process of the month, through the various vessels that God has used during the prayers and the word to help us to recognize that Jesus is the rock. Amen? He is the rock. And when we build our lives upon him, the difference is clear. Today, by the grace of God, we want to look at the topic that I've titled, Living on the Right Side of the Resurrection. Living on the Right Side of the Resurrection. From John chapter 21, I'll read quickly. John chapter 21 from verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They said unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself to the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples doth ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. Somebody say it was the third time. Brethren, by the mercy of God, after the powerful resurrection of Jesus, one would have expected the apostles then to be more into the work of God. But the Bible said, like all of us will always be confronted, they were confronted with choices. What's the way forward? What do we do now? This man that we have been following, yes, he was crucified. We've been told he's risen. He has even visited us. Thomas that said, until I feel him, has felt him. But what's the need for us? What are we to do with all this experience? Do we return to who we were? Do we return to where we were? Do we return to what we were doing? And many times there will be a gap. It will appear to be a gap in our fellowship with the Lord. And we have to answer these three questions. Do I go back to where I was? Do I go back to who I was? Do I go back to what I was doing? And they concluded, it was one person who volunteered. He said, my choice is to go fishing. I was met by Jesus at the place where I was fishing. So if I cannot see him, if I cannot walk with him, I can go fishing. And before you know it, six other people said, you know what? You will teach us how to fish because you've even walked on water. You even have better experience with him. So fishing should be the more profitable venture. I won't go to pay tax. I won't go to other things. Six other people went. That's where they met Jesus. If we were to look at Luke chapter 5, but experience when they couldn't catch fish, and Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. So they went back to catch the fish that they are familiar with. They still had their skills. So if you come to Jesus as an accountant, he will not take your skill as an accountant away. If you come to him as a nurse, he won't stop you from being a nurse. If you come to him as a solicitor, you will always be. Are you with me? Yes, they also had their equipment. They had the nets. So things will always be around you as alternatives. You would even have friends around you. I met a young man during this week, and he was in a bad place. As a young child, he was rebellious because he said to me he couldn't understand the stepmother she was living with. According to him, he said that this woman taught him to steal. That he will ask her to go and steal from the shops. First, it was children's nappies, and then it graduated over time to him stealing Gucci from Debenhams, and then he stole and he was caught and he went to prison. And he said a week after he was in prison, or 2 weeks after, this woman sent him a Bible, and in the Bible there was a note, "Don't tell them about me." He said it broke his heart because he knew he was in prison because of her. But she's even using the Bible as a cover-up to say, "Take the Bible, but don't tell them about me." And so he didn't read the Bible. He actually disengaged him from the Bible. Now, if someone will use the Bible as a tool of hypocrisy, it's not worth reading. However, he was determined in himself to revamp his life. That after serving his prison sentence, he was no longer going to be a bad boy. And so he came out of prison and he said, "Do you know, Pastor Dukwe, 10 days after I got a job," and he said, "I knew that this was my opportunity at cleaning up. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a difference." And so the first day he went to work, he said two of his friends that he used to know came to him. They were the ones that collected him from work. And they said to him, "Hi, son, but man, well, apart from being rebellious, he was already dealing in drugs and things like that." And they said, "You must be really dry now, having been in prison for 10 months. Let's give you a treat." And he said to them, "No, I don't want it." They said, "No, it will cheer you up. It will cheer you up." So he said he was tempted, he took it, and they were driving around Black Bedley's. They did the first one, it was about 2 a.m. He said to them, "Now I've got to go home." Because now he's living with his adoptive mother, he said, "They will be waiting for me. They know I would have closed eye. They want to ask me, how did the first day go? Were you able to cope?" The friend said, "No, don't worry. Let's just do one more. Just one more. Then we'll take you home." And so as they were rounding up for the second lap, they got into front of co-op. The police followed them. And immediately they asked his details. He showed up prisoner. He said they did not allow him to get into the house. They took him back to custody. From there, he went back to prison. He said, "Pastor, you don't know half of my story." Friends, where do you go back to? He said, that broke the heart of the mother, broke the heart of the adoptive family. He said, "But my mother never left me." He said, "When my adoptive father said, 'You are no good, you are not made for, there's nothing good in your being,' he said, my mother will say, 'I won't leave him.'" Adoptive mother from Jamaica. But what I'm looking at is the redemptive process of God. He said, "By then I had my indefinite leave, but by the time they took me, they stitched me up. They actually told me I was now, they gave me ideas." They said, "And when I got to prison, I wasn't sure whether to follow my mother or to follow my instinct to stop being bad." He said, "I now learned how to sell drugs from using it." He said, "I love my mother, but I didn't have the strength to choose what she wanted, but she never gave me up." Jesus never gave the disciples up. They went fishing. They chose what they knew to do. They were in a desperate position. They needed clarity in life. They needed direction. They have seen him. They have loved him. But they had to make decisions. And they chose the place of least resistance. But you know what? He went there. And I believe that if anyone has strayed away from the cross, Jesus will look for you. The Bible said what they even knew to do was no longer profitable. It's as if the fish now conspired against them. I said, we know you. You are not supposed to be fishing for us. You are supposed to be fishing for men. I'm not coming into your net. There was a natural conspiracy against them. That these ones, we knew when you were following Jesus. We knew when he told you that he will make you fishers of men and not fishers of fish. We are not coming into your net. Go home. Go and do the work that was committed into your hand. Nature has agreed that you are to fish for men and not for fish. But you know, Jesus has to help them. That Jesus does not throw his children away. He had to let them know that if heaven backs them up, fishing is not a problem. He wants them to be able to make the decision that God called them to a mission, not because they are failures, but because there is a higher ground. He said to them, fish on the right side. And by then, because the maker of heaven and earth was at the shore, every fish moved to the right side and said, we are ready for this business. Whatever net you throw in, every fish wanted to get in because the maker of heaven and earth was in this business with them. The business you are doing, is God in it? The friendship you are keeping, is God in it? That desire that is in your heart, is God in it? Because if God is in it, I can assure you that nature will walk with you. On the right side of resurrection, they realize that not just human beings, but nature will help them. I pray that as we all cast our nets to the right side, of the sheep of life, we will find in the name of Jesus. You will find that salvation. You will find that healing. You'll find that help. You'll find the immigration. You'll find the wife. You'll find the husband. You'll find the children. You'll find the miracles that you are trusting God for. Because you are on the right side of resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is the top stone of the work of redemption. I read this. It proved that he finished the work he came to do and as our substitute has overcome the grave. The resurrection of Christ is a miracle that no one can explain away. They may not want to believe that a donkey spoke in the Old Testament. They may not want to believe that Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days. But no one can disprove that Christ rose again. But you know what? It's not about what they read that will help them, but the life they see his people living will leave them without a doubt that only Jesus could have transformed this child. How I wish that even if the woman that was in the story I was talking about was going to send a Bible, if she had sent it with a confession, if she has sent it with an admission that, you know what, I'm sorry. I put you into this trouble. Please forgive me. And please read this Bible because it will bring redemption to the family. Now the family is scattered. The woman herself is in a jail in Canada. And this young man is expecting a child in 2 weeks. I said, you have to clean up your life before this child comes in. Because the enemy has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And now you are even in a place that you cannot see the child that is going to be born. The partner that is going to have the child will have to tell the child the story. I said, this is not good enough for the next generation. Jesus doesn't want us to go from one generation to the other carrying failure as our story. He doesn't want us to go from one situation to another carrying confusion. He came to sort them out. He came to give them personal testimony. That is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul could say, Jesus saw this, and the Bible wrote, this is the third time. How many times have you seen Jesus? Has it come into your situation that you have said, you know what? But for God, this is my God moment. This is my God moment. He has intervened. He has intervened in my situation. He has intercepted the plan of the devil. He has made a difference, just as he did for Peter and for the other six. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Acts of the Apostles chapter 10, verses 40 to 45. Acts 10, if anyone is in the house so that we share it. I'm sure the ushers can help us, or do they take my mic? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, from verse 40 to 45. Anyone ready? Brother Henry is ready for the mic. Do you want me to, you want to read it yourself? Okay, that's the power of having the mic. Good. Yes.
Him God raised.
Okay, start from verse 39, yes. 39, start from 39.
From 39. And we are witnesses, or rather, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day,
yes,
and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses, amen, chosen before by God. Even to her, who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead.
Amen.
And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead.
Amen.
43. To him all the prophets witness that through his name,
hallelujah,
whoever believes in him will receive remission of sin.
Amen.
While Peter was still speaking these, hallelujah, words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word,
hallelujah,
and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
Amen.
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, 47, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days.
You can see what happened. Peter said, we have ate with him. What happened to him in John chapter 21? He said, we haven't just seen him. We have now ate and drank with him. It's bodily resurrection, not just spiritual. I had a dream. I saw a figure. I think. No, no, no. This is bodily resurrection. He rose from the dead. We've not just talked to him. We ate with him. Child of God, you have a testimony. Now the Bible says, on this occasion, when Peter was giving this testimony, the Holy Ghost came and fell upon the people who were hearing his testimony. Hallelujah. Not the people that followed him to go fish, but the people who are now hearing that, look, I have met with Jesus. Look at what he did for me. Look at what he did in my life. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came. And this is the place where you see people being baptized with the Holy Spirit before they were baptized by water. Amen? They spoke in tongues. It was then they realized, wow, salvation has come. Let's get them into water. Because sometimes we think you have to be baptized in water first before you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So even if you have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, if you are not yet baptized with water, it's important that you seek the two. Amen? Don't say, oh, after all, I now speak in tongues. Then I don't need to be baptized in water again. No, no, no. Are you with me? According to the Bible, it was the force of the Holy Spirit to the witness of Peter that you mean you have met with Jesus, that these people's heart opened. I pray that as we go into work, as we go into our families, our witness will open the hearts of people. Amen. So that the Holy Spirit can do his work. Amen. In their lives. Amen. That they will experience the joy of the Lord. They will experience the power of the Lord. They will experience the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. It was that testimony that Peter said, you know what? I went fishing. I backslided. I did not see the hope in following a dead person. I didn't see the hope of following someone who had gone to heaven. But he did not leave me in my backsliding state. He did not leave me in that confusion. He came to seek me. And I can tell you that he didn't just show up. He fed me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes we are so much in a hurry. The Bible said the people had fish, but Jesus said, come and have breakfast, especially workers in the house. Make sure you have spiritual breakfast with Jesus before you step out. Make sure that you have the word to spend time with him in fellowship. He said, yes, I can see that you've got fish. But I don't know whether you want to go and sell it or you want to go to your family and say, we now caught fish. But come and have breakfast. Every day, Psalm 68 verse 19 says, God daily loads us with benefit. Every day, heaven prepares a meal before you wake up. Every day, before you wake up, heaven has prepared fish and bread. But you must make yourself available to eat of it. Amen? Because when they ate, they were satisfied. When they ate, they had strength. When they ate, they had fellowship. When they ate, they remembered they had eaten. So much so that they could tell others. I pray that daily when you sit with the Lord at breakfast, I mean in your time of intimacy with the Lord, your time of opening the Bible, don't rush out trying to catch fish. When heaven's fish is by your bed, when the manna is available, don't rush out trying to see how much fish you can bring into your nets that day. When there is a coal of fire, oh, Holy Spirit, when there is already fire, heaven has prepared fire to ignite your heart. The bread is already ready. The fish is prepared, simmering, waiting for you to sit and open the word and say, Father, feed me. Don't rush out. There is a lot of demand in the world that wants you to come out and catch fish. Come out and, no. Say, I must eat the fish that Jesus has prepared. I must sit by this fire and warm my spirit and warm my body. I don't want to go from the cold to the cold. I want to spend time in fellowship with Jesus. I want to feel the warmth of his embrace. And that is what it means to cast our net and live on the right side of the resurrection. Every day, you must know that Isaiah 50, as I round up, please. Isaiah 50, there were many things that I wanted to share, but I know that God has spoken. And there is no point forcing. I believe, God, you have received something. I believe, God, that you will be impacted with what he has spoken in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4-7. I'll read. Okay, Brother Henry, please read. Thank you.
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the land, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the land. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me.
Amen.
Therefore, I will not be disgraced.
Amen.
Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed.
Verse 8 and 9, please.
Is near who justifies me.
Amen.
Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me.
Amen.
Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment.
Amen.
The moth will heat them up.
Verse 10.
Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And rely upon his God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brethren, let's rise up to our feet. Isaiah's opportunity to be awakened by God morning by morning is even stronger on the other side of the resurrection. Amen. They were not dealing with the resurrected Christ in that time. Amen. But he said, look, I gave my face to those who smite me. Do you know sometimes you want to wake up and pick the Bible and your body says, mm-mm. And then you remember you have an appointment. You have to catch up and you say, I'll pray later. I'll be praying on the way. He said, I was not rebellious. I did not turn away. There are times when you are getting up from the bed and the spirit is saying, pray. And you say, let me quickly have a shower. And then from there, let me quickly have breakfast. And then from there, let me quickly take my children to school. And then from there, I need to go to work. And then from there, oh, the day is gone. Oh, Father, thank you for helping me today. But you know, Isaiah said his day was set up by his encounter with God. He says God opens his ears morning by morning. There is a meal for you. There is a word for you. There is an impartation for you every morning. Every morning. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, the hands have provided. Great is the Lord unto me. Isaiah said, because I was not rebellious, God will help me.
Amen.
He said, because I was not rebellious, I will not be confounded. I will not be confused in this day. Because I was not rebellious, I have set my face as a flint. My focus for the day is sharp. I have insight about yesterday. I have sight for today. I have foresight for tomorrow. Because I was not rebellious. Because I accepted today's meal. Let us stand together. Who will stand as an adversary to me? Let him come near me. Because the Lord is going to help me. Who will condemn me? No one will condemn us. In the name of Jesus. Rather than condemning us, they will wax old like a garment. Why? Because we have been renewed. Your youth has been renewed. You know, I go into the mirror. I say, God, thank you for this renewal again. Every morning. I say, Father, thank you that this youth is being renewed day by day. Because I have eaten the vitamins of heaven. I have taken the balanced diet from heaven. Hallelujah. He said, who is among you that fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Even if you are walking in darkness and you have no light, trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon your God. Why? Because everyone that kindles a fire shall compass themselves about with sparks. You will walk in the light of God's fire in the name of Jesus. Right side of the resurrection. Even better than what Isaiah heard. If you read the 1 Peter and read 2 Peter, you will know what it means to be fed by Jesus. I pray that everything that God has committed into our hands as his children, they will prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But much more that our lives will be rooted in him. That we will be witnesses of his resurrection. that we will know that we are not just following a dead religion, that the one who sent us is also standing by the shore. He's standing by the shore. Jesus is standing by the shore. Every time we go out on evangelism, he's standing by the shore. Every time we come for prayers, he is standing by the shore. Every time we come to fellowship, he's standing by the shore. When the men call a fellowship meeting, Jesus is standing by the shore. When the women call a fellowship meeting, Jesus is standing by the shore. When the singles call a fellowship meeting, Jesus is standing by the shore. When the children call a fellowship meeting, Jesus is standing by the shore. And so it is with every department. But let us feed our spirit man with the bread and the fish of heaven. And let's warm our spirit with the fire that God has lit. Why don't you pray for yourself? Lord, help me to find the right side of the resurrection. Thank God that there is a right side for you. In this resurrection, in this rock that never fails, this rock that moves, this rock that transforms lives, this rock that does not forsake his own, this rock that seeks his own out, this rock that has bread for his own. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for you are my rock. You are my rock. You are the strength of my life. I bless you, Father. I am grateful, Jehovah, that you are always near me and no one can contend with me. I bless your name, that you are mindful of me. You are mindful of me. Blessed be your holy name. Jehovah, thank you for being mindful of my brothers, being mindful of my sisters. You are mindful of our children. You are mindful of every family. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, may I not be a rebellious person. Lord, may I not be rebellious. When you wake me up in the morning, may my spirit be in tune with you. Lord, may I not be too busy about the fish that is to come into my net than the fish that you have prepared, than the bread that you have prepared. Now, may I not be too, oh God, familiar with the fire that you light in my spirit. Oh God, may I not be too familiar with that consciousness when you wake me up. Oh God, may I not make excuses for the fellowship that you want to have with me. The fellowship you want to have with me. May I not be rebellious. May I not be, oh God, a person of excuse. Lord, may I open my ears. May I open my ears to what you have to say to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If only the disciples knew that heaven was taking account of how long, how frequently Jesus was visiting. The Bible said, now this is the third time. How many times have you been visiting? Heaven was expecting a response. Heaven was expecting, as a church, how many times have we experienced Jesus? Heaven expects a response. As a family, how many times has Jesus visited us? Jesus expects a response. I want you to pray. Father, every encounter that I have with you, Daddy, help me to respond. Help me, Father, to respond. Help me, Jehovah, not to allow the busyness of the world. Help me, Jehovah, not to allow the weariness of the flesh. Help me, Father, not to allow the distraction of friends. Daddy, Lord, help me to respond as you expect of me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help me not to be slothful. Help me not to be sluggish. I pray for Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Let's pray for the assemblies. God, help us, oh God, not to be slothful. Help us not to be weary. Help us not to be rebellious. As a church in Swindon, in North Oxford, in Cowley, Lord, by your mercy, help us to be people that are accountable to heaven. Help our men to be accountable. Help us not just to be mindful of the social. Help us to build on the spiritual. Help us to build on the spiritual. Lord, help us to build on the spiritual. Help us not just to build upon the jobs and all the vocations. Help us us to build our spiritual lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Help the women to seek to build. Oh God, help the singles to seek to build. Let there be a hunger for the bread of heaven, a hunger for the fish of heaven, a hunger for the fire of heaven. In the name of Jesus, in every assembly, in every home, Daddy, that our prayer time at home will not be overtaken by football, will not be overtaken by home video or home entertainment. Lord, by your mercy, let us go away from here and to set in place a time of dining with the Lord, a time of feasting with the Lord, a time of intimacy with you. Lord, we thank you. We bless and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we pray for this young man? Can we intercede? Thank God for the testimony of the Lukwaju's family. Can we pray for this young man? That God in his mercy. You know what hurt me is that this is a child I knew. He passed through Word Fountain. He just came from Nigeria then. They were coming. All of a sudden, they stopped. And it broke my heart. When I shared with my daughter, we were crying on the phone. Everyone who has stepped out. Father, as you went to look for Peter, Lord, look for them. By your mercy, fish them out. Lord, look for them. In your power, locate them. Daddy, wrestled for their life, oh God. We stand as a congregation to pray, Jehovah, that none will be lost. Daddy, we cry out that, Lord, none will be lost. And as many as have been deceived, as many as have been discouraged, as many as have betrayed the faith, Lord, I pray that in your mercy, even in prison or whatever place they may be, Lord, seek them out. Jehovah, seek them out. Bring them to the right side of the resurrection. Lord, seek them, oh God, and bring them to the right side of the resurrection. Male and female, young and old, Lord, I cry out of the unction upon this house, upon the unction upon the altar. Lord, that you seek them out in your mercy. Let the prodigals return to you. Let the prodigals return to you. Let the prodigals return to you. In the name of Jesus. And let those of us that remain not take it for granted. Help us to know that there is a contention. Help us, oh God, and to stay with you. That every contention for our men we will resist. Every contention for our women we will resist. Every contention for the youth we will resist. Every contention for the singles we will resist. That we will no longer say, if they want to go, let them go. Father, help us to be contentious for the lives of the people that you sent to us. Father, help us that we will not have their blood in our hands. That we will not be guilty. Oh God. Like Peter, grant us the boldness to witness that we have seen you. And if there's anyone here who has not seen you, who has not met you, who is following the crowd, who is just watching what is going to happen, we pray that by this unction, Jehovah, you will bring the circumcision. You will bring the encounter that they cannot disprove into their lives in the name of Jesus. Whether they are present today or they are not, Father, we pray that there will be encounter with your resurrected body in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father. And we speak to our homes. We speak the peace of God that passes all understanding to take root even as we go into the family month. Lord, the month of May we welcome. Let's pray over the month of May. Less than a few hours, May you will show up. We are the people that God has sought after. I pray into the month of May, the month of grace, The month of multiplication. The month of ability. The month of capacity. The month of increase. Lord, I pray by your mercy that individually and corporately we will experience, oh God, grace in every area. Grace in every area. I speak grace, grace upon the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, may I pray that by the help of the Holy Spirit, each one will be led even by God into the fullness of purpose. In the name of Jesus, may you will not give back to trouble. May you will not give back to destruction. May you will not lead us to the path of death. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, our going out and our coming in the month of May, you are preserved. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray over the month of May, ask the God of heaven to take absolute control. In the name of Jesus Christ, our theme for the month of May is shelter from the storm. Ask the God of heaven to be the shelter of your family, the shelter of your children, the shelter from the storm, and the shade from the heat, and the shade from the heat. I declare that the sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Oh God, we bless your name. We say to the month of May, the womb that is bringing you, you come with a shelter, the shelter of the Most High God. For God is our refuge and our fortress. Thank you, Father, for our lives are preserved because we believe in Jesus. And we are in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The word of God in the heart of man is something more. Hallelujah. Something. Thank you, Brother Henry. Something is something. Now listen, something more than fish, it's something more than fish, the word of God in the heart of man. It's something more than fish. Sing it. Something more. It's something more. Something more than fish. The word of God in the heart of man. It's something more than fish. Listen to. Something more than fish. It's something more than fish. The word of God in my brother's heart. It's something more than fish. Turn to somebody and sing it. It's something more than fish. It's something more than fish. Oh, the word of God in my sister's life is something more than fish. Listen to it. Something more than sweet. It's something more than sweet. The word of God in my children's heart is something more than sweet. Sing it. Something more than sweet. Hallelujah. Something more than sweet. The word of God in my children's heart is something more than sweet. Father, we thank you. We bless you for helping us to find priority. Thank you for using the life of Peter and six others to remind us that each day we are confronted with a decision. Do I go fishing or do I receive the fish of heaven? Do I jump into the river to fish or do I wait to be warmed up by heaven? Lord, we pray that each day we will make the right decision. And each day we will prepare ourselves for an encounter with you. Amen. So that we too can go out to the world each day and say, I have eaten with Jesus. Amen. I have drunk with Jesus. I am preserved by Jesus. Lord, let the simplicity of the gospel refire our heart and our commitment. Amen. To the praise and glory of your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.